Mickers. So gonna wanna? How you did that? When I was a kid, my magic shows were everywhere. In the theatre and on television. Magicians were some of the biggest celebrities on UK television. The most famous being Paul Daniels. He was on primetime Saturday night television with his catchphrase, "Not a lot." And glamorous and yes a lot, much younger assistant, Debbie McGee, who he, as if by magic, started having sex with. Amazing. And the one question everyone asked at the time was, how did you do that? Not about having sex with Debbie McGee. About how do you do your magic tricks there. They were amazing tricks that he performed with his assistant, Debbie McGee, who he was having sex with, and a fellow magician on the programme, Martin Daniels, who, as if by magic, got on the show too, even though he was Paul Daniels' son. Amazing. Now, not with Debbie McGee, wasn't a son by Debbie McGee, obviously. So it was with his first wife, Jacqueline Skipworth, who Paul Daniels did an amazing trick with. And when he got famous, he made her completely disappear. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, when I was a kid, we all loved magic. And we'd ask, how you did that? And we had no idea. We had no idea. We used to debate at school how they did that. We used to debate at school whether people actually had magical powers. And I imagine at the time, in the 80s, a school for wizards, and told everyone this idea, and it would make a good series of books and films, I told people. The magic tricks at the time you only knew if you were in the mystical magic circle. And it wasn't clear how to get into that. And then there was a program that came out, The Masked Magician, in the 90s, early 2000s, who would reveal the secrets of magical tricks. And we were like, this is naughty. This is naughty, isn't it, telling us how they do the tricks? But we couldn't stop ourselves watching. We couldn't stop ourselves watching as one by one all the magic of our childhood was broken down. And they were shown to be just tricks, not magic at all, just tricks that anyone could learn. There was nothing. Nothing at all magic. There was nothing magic about attracting a much younger wife, as it turned out. You just got a load of money after dumping first wife Jacqueline Skipworth in a skip, because that's all she was worth. And so over the years, what's happened? Over the years, all the kids have become bitter and bankrupt of Paul Daniels and Martin Daniels and the others, they're all on the scrap heap now. And every single magic trick of our childhood has been exposed as a cheat, a lie. And all the magic has been lost because on YouTube there is a video on everything telling you that magic doesn't exist and this is how it's actually done. How you did that. And I, for one, am glad. Thank goodness. Thank goodness our kids don't have to grow up in a world that contains any magic at all. Thank you, God. Thank you. Not a lot.